Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera hotline. What was the name of the person you were transferring?
Her name is Chrissy Leonard, Leonard, and Chrissy, Chrissy.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. And was her phone number the 754 number?
Her number is 205-440-9117.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. I can take it from here.
Okay. Miss Leonard, you're in good hands, okay? Y'all take care.
Thank you so much. Hi, Chrissy. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you.
Okay, fantastic. Again, my name is Carolina on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you met the criteria to participate in the Depo lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, no worries. And did you already have an attorney assisting you with this, or have you signed any paperwork with another legal agency?
No, ma'am.
Okay, sounds good. And are you a resident of the United States, Chrissy?
Yes, ma'am.
Sounds good. Now, were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and I'm so sorry to hear that. Do you know when it was, Chrissy, that you were diagnosed?
It was in July 2014. I'm not just exactly sure of the day, but
that's okay.
I know it was.
Yeah, I know rough estimates are fine. They just need, again, rough estimates to see when they can pull those medical records from. But I'll just put July of 2014 as the date, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, no worries. And what was your date of birth?
June 18, 1987.
Okay, was that June 18, 1987?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And do you know anyone else that might have been injured or diagnosed from anything after using Depo?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Not that they've been anything.
Yeah, yeah. That's good to hear. And do you know if it was the actual brand name of Depo Provera that you used, or was it a generic version?
Pfizer.
Pfizer. Okay, so Pfizer makes the Depo Provera. So it would have been the brand name, right?
Yes, ma'am. I don't know the brand name. I don't know.
No worries. No worries. I know Pfizer does make the Depo Provera, so that's completely fine. It sounds like you were using the name.
That.
Yeah, no worries.
Would have been. I didn't know.
And did you use the Depo Provera for at least 1 year, equivalent to at least 4 shots?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. And when did you start using it? Do you remember?
In 2011, February.
Okay.
2011.
February 2011, no worries. And when was the very last time that you had a shot?
It was in July 2014.
Okay. July. Yeah, no worries. July 2014. And can you confirm your gender for me, Chrissy?
Female.
Perfect. Now, I know the person that transferred you did spell your name for me. It's Chrissy. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then your last name here I took down is Leonard. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did you have a middle name?
Yes, it's Kathleen Shalon.
Okay.
I have two middle names.
No worries. Kathleen, I took down as Kathleen. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And can you spell Shalon for me?
Shalun.
Okay. So I got Shalun. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Great, great. And what was your social, Chrissy?
423-252234.
Perfect. I got 423-252234. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And did you have an email address?
Yes. It's JURMANIDSANDOG at Gmail.
Okay. Perfect. So I got J as in juice, U R M as in mom, A, N as in Nancy, I, D as in dog, at gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. And again, your phone number, let me see here, I got 205-440-9117. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, great. And what about your address?
1325 Derrick, D-E-R-R-I-C-K, Circle. And it's in Anniston, Alabama, zip code 36206.
Perfect. I got 1325 Derrick Circle in Anniston, Alabama, 36206. And it pops up as Calhoun County. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And is there a unit or an apartment number? Is this a house?
No, it's just a house.
Okay, perfect. Okay, now do you remember the doctors that diagnosed you, Chrissy?
Yes, it was Dr. O'Malley.
Okay, Dr. O'Malley.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and was that their last name or their first name?
Oh, their last name, Dr. Sean O'Malley.
Okay, let's see here. Okay, I see Dr. Sean O'Malley. It looks like he is based out there in Alabaster, Alabama. Is that the one?
Yes, ma'am. It's Shelby.
Perfect. Perfect. And was this the same doctor that, you know, diagnosed you, treated you, and prescribed the Depo?
No. My primary care was giving me the Depo.
Okay. And do you remember their name?
Ms. Williams, Dr. Williams, LaShonda Williams.
Let's see here. Dr. LaShonda Williams, you said?
Yes, it's L-A-S-U-N-U-N, I think.
Okay.
D-A, yes, ma'am, Williams.
Let's see, Williams. And she was out there in Alabama as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, I do see Dr. LaShonda D. Williams. Is that the one?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, no worries. And she was the one that just prescribed it, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And where was it that you were diagnosed? What hospital or clinic was this?
It was Shelby Baptist. That's Dr. O'Malley in Alabaster.
Okay. Yeah, I see Shelby Baptist Medical Center. This is on First Street?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. Was this the same location where you were diagnosed and prescribed, treated, all of that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. No worries. Just one second, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and did you ever receive a cancer diagnosis prior to any medical issues because of the Depo?
What did you just say?
Yeah, before the meningioma, yeah. Were you ever diagnosed with cancer?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Okay, no, that's really good to hear. Okay, and do you have the medical records for this?
Yes, ma'am, I have access to them. Yes, ma'am, I do.
Okay, perfect. And if you were requested to provide them, would you be able to do that through mail or online?
Either way.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, great. Now, we do request an emergency contact just in case we can't reach you for an extended period. Chrissy, does anyone come to mind?
My best friend, but she can get to me quicker than anybody.
Perfect. And what was her name?
Stephanie.
Okay, Stephanie. Was that with it? Was it P H or with an F?
It's S T E P H. Yeah.
P H. Okay. Stephanie, you said that was Mason.
Nations. N A T I O N S.
Okay. Perfect. And do you know her phone number?
I can pull it up because I don't know it by heart. I don't know
That's okay.
Number by heart.
No worries.
Let's see. It is 256-861-4910.
Perfect. Do you have an email address for her?
No, I don't.
That's okay. No worries. We could just override that as of right now. And then for emergency contact address, do you have one? If not, I could just put yours.
You could just put mine, so
she
literally just moved.
Sounds good. No worries. I'm also going to put your email under her emergency contact. Just it does require one,
mm-hmm.
but no worries. I'll just put yours. Okay. Now, what I am going to do is I'm going to send a DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so what this DocuSign is for is it's just giving the law firm permission to go ahead and pull those medical records for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want this sent to your email, to your text messages? Do you have a preference, Chrissy?
You can send it to my email.
Okay. Again, this email was jurmanid@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. Okay, now I do want to verify some of the information on the DocuSign. I don't want any errors
mm-hmm.
to occur here. I have your first name is Chrissy, middle name Kathleen, Shalon, spelled Shalauan, and then last name Leonard,
mm-hmm.
Leonard. Is that all correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. Now, I also have your address is 1325 Derrick Circle in Anniston, Alabama, 36206. Is that all right?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Lastly, I have your date of birth as June 18, 1987, and your social is 423-252234. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. Mm-hmm. That is correct.
Perfect. Now, I am going to send this to your email. If you can pull up your email, let me know when that does come through, and I'd be more than happy to help you if you do need the assistance.
Okay. You want me to pull it up now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. I'll see it. Okay,
perfect. And then just let me know when you do click that finish button and I can confirm that I received it on my end.
Okay. Okay.
Perfect. Yes, I just received it on my end, Chrissy. Now, what I am going to do now is I'm going to send you a quick text message. It's going to have my contact information in case you have questions. Once the attorneys do get your paperwork filed into their system, they're going to go ahead and reach out. You can always, reach back out to them if you have any case-related inquiries. Before I do let you go, Chrissy, do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am.
Okay, that's good to hear. Well, thank you again for your time, Chrissy. I hope you have a great weekend, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Thank you so much.